This is John Batchelor. Conversation with my colleague Jerry Hendricks, United States Navy retired captain aviator, about what the Navy needs for ships going forward in the confrontation with two peer nuclear powers, Russia and China. The numbers move, but 355 is the first number. 381 is the Navy's number. 385 is possible, building 11 ships per year for the next 35 years. However, how to build those ships, where? The industrial base, the manufacturing capacity, the workforce. Is it in the United States? There are restrictions, and Jerry Hendricks is very clear that those restrictions start with Congress, and then there are ideas afterwards. Here's Jerry Hendricks to explain. How do we get to 385? And Admiral Gilday of the CNO says we need 500. The Navy is the first, second, and third line of defense in the lucky North America protected by two oceans. Jerry Hendricks.
Well, we have a law in place, you know, just like we have a law that says that we're required to have 11 aircraft carriers and a set number of amphibious assault ships. There's another law, or for that matter, we're supposed to have a goal of 355 ships. That's all encoded in law, written into the National Defense Authorization Acts, or NDAAs, over the last 10 years. There's also a law there that's a Buy American law, that if you're going to build ships for the United States Navy in support of the U.S. government, those ships have to be built here in the United States by American workers. And so we're running into this problem in that, you know, we'd love to be able to go to three fast attack submarines per year and three Arleigh Burke class destroyers per year. And we'd like to ramp up what we want to build with our Constellation class frigates. But the fact is their industrial base is not there to really support that ramp. These businesses, whether it's General Dynamics or Huntington Ingalls, are hiring as quickly as they can, and they are training as quickly as they can. But there's a very fluid workforce right now that we may hire a set number, but we may lose 20% of that new hire in that first year. So how do we hire and retain people in the workforce? So one of the options that's been suggested is that, you know, the second largest shipbuilder in the world is South Korea. So far as building commercial ships, China's number one, South Korea's number two, Japan is number three, and then you get into European shipbuilders. Why don't we look at our allies and partners, nations with which we have longstanding friendships and treaty alliances, and ask them, since they have industrial capacity, to build these ships?
More of this later. Thank you.